Today is Palm and Passion Sunday, the start of Holy Week for Christians around the world. Now, it is a bit of a confusing Sunday because on this day we commemorate both Palm Sunday and the Passion in one service. I had planned to do a Palm Sunday service and started to prepare the Missal, but then I started to do some reading on why the Church also does the Passion reading on this day, and it left me intrigued. Marcus Borg notes that the Passion of Jesus Christ has two meanings. Passion in Latin, passio, means suffering, which differs from our modern-day understanding of passion as being enthusiasm or commitment. And the Passion of Mark, I think, shows Jesus suffering, but also his commitment to God. The Passion reading today is from the Gospel of Mark, and it has a distinct perspective that differs from John, which we will read on Good Friday. Each of the Gospels was written for a specific audience, and they present a different aspect of Jesus' character. The Jesus found in Mark is known as the Son of Man, who comes to serve. It is a gospel of action that reads more like a story, and it was written for a Roman Christian audience who were looking for care and comfort in times of oppression and persecution. The Passion we hear this morning details Jesus' life in the last week of his life, and it gives us a complete picture from Palm Sunday to his eventual death on the cross on Good Friday. John's Gospel and the Passion speak of Jesus as the Son of God, and the author was an eyewitness to the life of Jesus. John speaks of the divine nature of Jesus Christ, who comes to destroy evil. In the Gospel of John, Jesus is in charge, and Jesus is in control. And John, unlike the other synoptic Gospels, was not written for a specific audience. It was written for everyone to follow so that their faith could grow and mature. Hearing both Passions this year allow us to hear the different perspectives on who the authors presented Jesus to be. And we also can hear the different nuances, the small little details that make each gospel or each passion story real. And in all honesty, I really like Mark's version of the Passion. It does show Jesus as a true servant of God who has a deep and innate trust in God. We see the raw emotions of Jesus. We see his devotion to God's will when everyone turns against him. I would be interested to hear after Easter if anyone heard a difference in the gospel readings or if they evoked any different kinds of emotions. So often, Jesus' entry into Jerusalem is glossed over in the first 5 minutes of the Palm Sunday service. We hear the gospel story. We raise our palm branches and parade around the church singing All Glory, Laud, and Honor. It is a moment of celebration, a moment of good news, and then it's over. So this morning, I wanted to take a few extra minutes to delve deeper into the passage, hoping that it will give you a better understanding of the Holy Week experience and how it is all connected. Just as Pastor Tanya noted in her sermon last week, we cannot have Easter Sunday without Good Friday, but we also cannot have Good Friday without Palm Sunday. In our first gospel reading this morning, we read that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey. Actually, it was a colt that had never been ridden. These were reserved for ceremonial use. Jesus did not arrive in pomp and circumstance on the back of a great stallion or steed. It was a humble donkey, the everyday working person's animal. This testified to the type of leader that Jesus was. He arrived in peace. He was a king, but he was a different kind of king. The crowds around him began to grow. They waved branches in the air. They put their cloaks on the ground for him to travel on. And they shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." Jesus represented hope for the future. No longer would there be oppression and greed. Folks would be treated as equals. Triumph was near. The crowds would not have been used to this kind of leadership and teaching. Jesus led with integrity and honesty. He resisted and rejected greed and dominion. Yes, he was a different kind of king, a king that would in less than a week be put on trial, found guilty, beaten and crucified on a cross. The crowds who cheered and exalted his name on Palm Sunday would soon be shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Jesus would go from being loved and honored to being humiliated and mocked by the crowds. As the week goes on, Jesus continues to the cross. He is questioned and makes no defense for himself, knowing that he is fulfilling the will and trust of God. He laments and prays to God, showing that he is vulnerable and human. He calls out to God saying, "Abba," an intimate term used when a child speaks to their father. He states that the disciples will abandon him, even though they protest and say that they would never leave him. Judas does betray him. Peter denies him. And all of the disciples flee. Mark mentions nothing of the disciples again until Mary is told to find them and tell them the news of Jesus' resurrection. How often are we like the disciples and the crowds found in the Passion story today? How often do we abandon one another out of fear or mistrust? We only need to look back to January in the United States to see how quickly a crowd can change, how quickly an insurrection can mount. We may not be yelling, "Crucify him," but our actions certainly suggest that that is what we are doing when we turn our backs on our neighbors in need. As followers of Jesus, we are called to follow him to the cross. Now, this does not mean that we need to face our own crucifixion. It means that we are called to be servants. We are called to be humble and gracious. We are called to be in relationship with God and one another. Margaret Farley states that the point of the cross is not suffering or death. It is rather that a relationship holds. There is a love that is stronger than death that can withstand whatever the forces of evil do against it, and that can hold suffering even as it struggles to alleviate it. Love always wins. So, let us journey into this Holy Week together, into the love of God, into the passion, into the suffering, into the commitment of Jesus Christ. May this journey to the cross transform us and invite us into a deeper relationship of love and faith with God and one another. Amen. Our hymn of the day today is "O Sacred Head Now Wounded," and it is found in the ELW hymn number 351, or there is a link that you may now follow.